Everyone has blue paper in their bulletin. So I'm just going to highlight through. We have the...
Well, good morning once again.
Good morning.
You know, I want to begin with a story this morning. And there was a little girl. She had a tiny lantern that she carried around everywhere she went. So the lantern wasn't very bright, but she loved it. So one night the power went out in the community, and her little lantern helped her family find their way out of their home. So her brother said, "Your lantern is too small." But she smiled and said, "It doesn't have to be big. It just has to shine."
All right.
And soon everyone in the community began to gather in the square, and they all brought their lanterns. And the whole area became beaming with light. That's just like us. You know, we each have that light in us. Sometimes we think our light is bright, sometimes we think it's a little dim, but remember, your light matters. It matters not only to us here in this spiritual community, but when you go out from these doors, there's so much fear, there's so much tension. And guess what? That's darkness, and your light can dispel the darkness that's in the world. It's already happening. Just think of all the positivity that you have experienced. Don't weigh it against all that negative stuff. Because that positivity that we're experiencing, that's the light. That's the light. And as more of us feed into it, guess what? We have a bonfire going. Yeah. And that's what I see for our community. Now, if someone is watching that doesn't belong to Unity Church of Light, that's all right. Because your light still shines for us. Your light is still important to us. Your light is still important to the universe. Just think of it. We're making a difference one by one by one. And those big, loud, booming voices, they're becoming just a little bit softer, aren't they? And why is that? Because our focus is not on all that noise anymore, is it? Our focus is on love and peace and coming together as community. When I did some prayer work, as I do every end of the year, I thought, what is it? It begins at the top, they always tell me. So what is my desire for our spiritual community? Not only Unity Church of Light, but we have Unity Christ Church. And we have First Unity. And we have Unity Church of
Unity South.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them in the area, don't we?
Yeah.
What is my desire for our movement? And it came to me that I want to see us illuminating the way, making a brightly lit path that others can follow. Even if they just come through our doors for a minute, guess what? If we shine our light and they catch fire with that light, they're going to go forth wherever they are and add to the illumination of this country, city, government, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is going to be a year of spiritual expansion. I'm going to focus on those who hear my words and want to take my words, and don't just take them and say, okay, she said so. I want you to practice it. You know, truth, if you don't practice truth, it lays dormant. We don't want that, do we?
No.
We want this truth to just be bold and in your face. That's what I want it to be when I go out in the community. It does not matter to me what others think about me. How about you?
No.
What matters is that you're letting your light shine, and what you and your spirit feel about what you're doing. So, when we think about spiritual expansion, I want us to step deeper into a deeper awareness of what is in us, that light that is within us. This is a beautiful opportunity, isn't it? So, well, we know there's no time in spirit, but this is of our human selves what we call a new year. I call it an opportunity to begin again. We have a great chance to make things great. Oops, do I want to say it like that? But we do have a chance to begin again and let our light shine and drop any gloom and doom that we may have been carrying, all that baggage that we might have carried the year 2025. We want to begin again. This is a new opportunity. And as I always tell people, this is your moment. This is your chance to open your heart and your mind and truly accept that spirit, that Christ spirit that is within you. So, it takes a village, doesn't it? Yeah, not one person. No one can do it alone. It takes a village to come together. And as we turn inward to the radiant truth, to the heart of unity teachings, we come into the realization what? Every soul carries that spark, that light. Not just some. Every soul. It may be difficult to see because of the mask that they have put on in error. Because that's not the truth about them. The truth about them is they are a child of the Most High. And you know how we illumine ourselves, how we begin our spiritual expansion? By seeing them as a child of the Most High. Oh yeah, it takes practice. Because sometimes you run into those experiences. Sometimes you run into those persons that just know the right button to ditch it. Right? Yeah, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one. But when we begin to automatically look through that and see that Christ light in them, that changes the whole scenario. That lifts up the consciousness not only of you, but those that are around you. Yeah. I know whenever I start talking about how good life is, that sometimes people around me look at me like, what? Really? You know, but life is good. when you turn your focus and your attention to what's in error, to that junk that's out there. So, guess what? If you're a scripture person, Matthew 5 and 14 says, you are the light of the world. I love that. But let's take that a little deeper. The you are of this scripture affirms your divine nature. The light of this scripture, that's your spiritual essence. And the world is the realm of our thoughts, our relationships, and our actions. We illuminate the world not by striving and working hard. We do it by being what we truly are. First and foremost, what are you? You're a spiritual being. We've been taught otherwise. We've been taught that we're a body and a human first and foremost, and that's the most important thing to focus on. But is it really? Yeah. Since I've been in these teachings, since I've been working on myself internally, I've been lifted up, and you are too. I stand here and I look out at you on Sundays and I see the light bulbs working. I see the faces light up. I see the heads nodding. And I see you going forward and treating each other with love and kindness. Treating this ministry with love and kindness. Changing. I don't know if you've ever watched anything change before, but there's nothing like seeing the light bulb go on in someone and they rise up into their Christ consciousness. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm still here. That's why I love to facilitate classes, to watch the light. And then to watch you carry that torch and move and go forward. Yeah, we're going to be doing great things in 2026. I see you stepping into those spaces where we need people to step into them and to help carry that ball. In the e-blast, I wrote these words. How many people read the e-blast? Whoops, you don't have to raise your hand. It's all right if you haven't, but we put these out because we want you to read them and get involved in the community. In the e-blast this past week, I wrote, when we expand spiritually, we are simply clearing the way for that inner light to shine through our words, thoughts, and actions. As a spiritual community, this expansion becomes a shared journey. When each of us commit to living our inner life, now that's saying each of us, not just one person, each of us commit to share to living our inner light through compassion, clarity, generosity, and spiritual awareness, we naturally lift the whole community. Doesn't that sound good? That's what we want to be about, isn't it? We want to lift the whole community. I also went on to say, spiritual expansion, because we have work to do. Spiritual expansion calls us to ask, what is mine to do? Uh-oh, she's getting in deep now. Yeah. What is mine to do? How can my unique gifts move our community forward? Whether through service, prayer, creative expression, or conscious presence, every contribution strengthens, not by effort, but by awakening to who we really are. We are expressions of divine light, expanding in wisdom, love, and purpose. I am so grateful that Spirit gave me those words to share with you, because that, in a nutshell, is what my thing for this year is all about. It's about illuminating the way, letting our light shine, doing what we can do to move things forward. We've moved forward a whole lot. Those of us that have been here 10, 15 years, we've saw the movement forward, haven't we? We've come a long way since COVID?
COVID.
Look, I even threw that word out of my vocabulary. Since COVID, when we experienced a drop, look where we're coming, we're moving, we're moving forward. Not by effort, but by letting our lights shine. And as we expand spiritually, we're going to see even more things. What is it Jesus Christ told us? The works I do, you will do greater. And we're going to keep moving upward. Come to the business meeting in February. You're going to hear some statistics that's going to amaze you what we've done in 2025. And I'm looking forward to seeing that rise. Even our classes have added more people. We have Silent Unity here on Wednesdays at 12 noon. And when we expanded it to open it up to Zoom, guess what? We increased our numbers of those who come and pray with us. I'm all about prayer. Prayer works. I'm all about prayer. And I stand on it and I try to draw as many people as I can into a prayer circle so we can keep things uplifted. Not only in here, but in this universe. In this universe. So, today, I'm basically speaking as a spiritual community, but you can take this, because I take everything and incorporate it in my daily living. But today, as a spiritual community, we have to remember that our purpose is not only to recognize the Christ light within ourselves, but to call it forth in one another and others around us. And not only that, but to nurture the collective field of illumination that we build. To nurture it in love and in peace and in coming together and deciding whatever talent I have, whether it's just a good prayer, if I'm a good speaker, you can come up here and do some of this. Yeah. I see people say, But we all have talents. Step into. And when we gather an awareness, we amplify the light that heals, uplifts, and transforms. And together we shine. Together, you notice I don't just say, you know, one person shines. I can't shine alone. Together we shine as a spiritual community and sharing the love that's in our house. So, as we move through this year of spiritual expansion, There are a couple of things I want you to remember. We are the lanterns of the infinite light. Each one of our lights matter. Each soul contributes. Each moment of awareness expands the radiance of our community and our world. So, point one, remember, everyone, not just some people, carry a divine spark, a glimmer of the infinite. Sometimes it feels bright and bold, sometimes it may feel faint, but remember the little girl with the lantern and the light that was small? It's important to just know, to just shine it. And the other thing is spiritual expansion is not becoming something new. We're not talking about something new. It's about remembering who we already are. Remembering who we already are. And to stir up those creative ideas, those feelings, and saying yes to spiritual growth. So, I'm going to give us a boost right now, my favorite thing to do. Let's take time in prayer and meditation. And what I want you to do is we're going to begin with the Lord's Prayer. And then we'll go into a quiet meditation. So let's affirm. And I like affirming the Lord's Prayer because it sets the tone of what we are about to do. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath and settle into your seats just a few moments. You know that light within you is the Christ light, and it's like a pilot light. It's always on, always ready. But when we consciously breathe into it through prayer and meditation, forgiveness and service, it ignites something in us that's transformative. So I invite you right now to take a deep, slow breath, hold it a moment, and as you release it, allow yourself to settle into a sacred stillness. Give yourself permission to take this time apart. That light within you, that spark of divine life, it has always been there. We're not speaking of anything new. We're speaking of awakening that already is. And with each breath, feel the stirrings of spirit moving in and throughout all of your being. I want you to, as you journey deeper into prayer, I want you to bring up faces of those that you want to share the vibrations of love and peace, tranquility. It may even be faces of those whom you have not yet met, or that you read about or saw in a news story. Place them in the midst of you. Let your light illumine the space that you're in. You know, we're made up of different colors, different intensities, different expressions. Yet we have in common that we're all a part of the same divine energy, the same divine love, the same spirit, the same God. And as you breathe the image of the individuals that you brought up in your consciousness, see their lights beginning to connect, forming a beautiful field of illumination. Feel the strength of the shared light. Feel the comfort of it. Feel the purpose of it. Breathing in and breathing out, take a moment to contemplate the beauty of this moment, the connection, the presence, the path that's illumined. Dear God, in this moment, we know that the light of the Christ within each of us rises and expands and shines boldly into all spaces. And we see that those seeking love, wisdom, and spiritual growth, we see that light shining within them. And we give thanks, dear God, for the light that is expanding in awareness. We are grateful to be on this path this morning. So dear God, we give you thanks for the creative ideas, for the energies, for the knowingness of what is ours to do. And we thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ that moves in and throughout all creation. And for this we say, amen. It is so, and so it is. We claim it right here, right now, as we move forward.